We start hour two, as we do every first Wednesday of the month, talking library. Alex Frazier, Becky Damson with us. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Off and running again. How? What's going on around the... When the weather gets nicer, everybody picks up. Do you guys pick up too?
A little bit, yeah.
Depends on the day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know your events, you've got a lot of events coming up,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
What's always. First? What's coming up?
Well, we are offering movies, as always. This evening is The Disaster Artist.
Oh, cool.
So, at 5:30, next Monday, we have Silence of the Lambs, and then The Redheaded Woman next Wednesday. The following Saturday, which is the 12th, we have the SpongeBob SquarePants movie for family viewing.
Cool.
Monday, then again, is Phantom Thread, which I am really, really interested
it's
in.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best picture nominee.
He's piqued my interest there. Unfortunately, I will be doing other things. So I have to take it home, but you can do that from the library.
Yeah, there you go. You have a library card.
Of course I do.
Believe it or not, yeah. You work there and you have one. That's good.
I have one. Yeah, like they like issue it to you as you walk in the door.
Pretty much. It's like the first thing you do when you get a job there.
Yeah. Make sure you got one.
I'm very excited about The Disaster Artist, which is... It's about maybe the worst movie ever made.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's called The Room. It is so bad and it's so bad that it gets played on TV just to watch how bad it is. And James Franco and his brother, you know.
Were they doing that on purpose?
No, this guy is like, hey, I'm an artist, man. This is like, and it's just terribly bad. Yeah. And so that's that Phantom Thread I've seen. Love it. And what was the third one? What was the middle one?
SpongeBob was in there.
Yeah, we've got SpongeBob, The Redheaded Woman, which is a pre-coding.
Mm-hmm. An older film, yeah.
Older film.
But Disaster Artist and The Room happens to be the favorite movies of our movie volunteer, Mark.
Oh, seriously.
Today, by the way, is his birthday.
Another birthday today. Look at that.
He's bringing donuts, so please come to the movie.
All these movies are completely free. You just got to have a library card to attend, right?
And you don't even need a library card to attend.
Not even the movies.
You can just show up.
Yeah, for the ones we're screening, feel free to come on in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, what else is going on?
Well, we have started doing specific sensory-friendly showings on Saturdays. So Saturday the 26th at 10, we're going to do Minions.
Okay.
We're trying to add pillows and things to make as many people as possible comfortable in our movies or films. Mm-hmm. Open, inviting, and, you know, they're free. So if you're not sure due to age or other things, whether or not your child would sit through a film, yeah, we're not expecting them to sit there like you would for a movie, and it's free. So if you need to leave 30 minutes in, you're more than welcome to do that.
Yeah.
So let's see. Crafty Things with Katie is back tomorrow evening.
Is it full?
I don't know that it's quite full yet.
Okay. I tell you to go online, but as you guys know, the website is down right now. So if anybody wants to go check all this out, it'll be up and running soon.
It'll be up, yeah.
Or go ahead and give the reference desk a call. We can still get you put on the list.
What's
over
that number?
The phone.
421-9731.
421-9731. There you go.
That is the direct number, so you don't have to go through the phone tree.
and that's if you want to get signed up, that's tomorrow. What time?
Tomorrow starting at 6.
Okay. Crafty Things with Katie. Do you know what they're doing tomorrow?
They are making cats and dogs out of books.
All right.
That's really kind of cute.
That sounds cool.
Katie's exploring new options for other things too, but this one is going to be the cats and dogs.
She's going to have to keep looking.
Oh, yeah.
This is just to keep having classes and they're usually booked.
She's doing a great job. She really is. Yeah. So do you want me to talk about the other one?
Yes. Speaking of Katie.
Katie has spearheaded a partnership with between the library and St. Mary's Hospital.
Okay.
To do a postpartum depression presentation and panel discussion.
Okay.
It's called You Are Not Alone, Learning About Postpartum Depression.
Okay.
The featured speaker will be Emily Lux. She's a PhD student at the School of Social Work at the University of Illinois.
Okay.
But because we're partnering with St. Mary's, they, of course, will have someone on the panel. So will Vita, Heritage, Milliken, and DMH.
Okay, wow.
So please come by. That will be on Tuesday, May 15th at 6 p.m. in the auditorium.
I would assume any mom.
Any mom.
Anybody Any future moms, mm-hmm. any man whose wife has been through it or okay. partner has been through it.
Fair enough.
Or is possibly pregnant and may go through it.
Yeah. Are you trying to get pregnant? I mean, just anybody.
Just anybody, because this is something yeah. we really need to talk about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Postpartum's big.
I've heard a lot, but I don't know necessarily the time frame. Is it usually within a year after having a baby, or is there a certain, or could it strike at any time?
It's typically in the first couple months okay. after birth. That most women experience it. But it's kind of one of those, as a new mom, you're already really, really stressed out. Yeah. And you're wondering, is this normal? Is this not normal? The panel's going to talk about and discuss, you know, what are signs, what should make you wonder more. And this is also the beginnings of us hosting a group that's going yeah. to meet monthly at the library.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So if you find yourself in this situation and you just need some space to talk,
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. they're going to be there for support and to, you know, you can kind of feel it out and see if maybe gotcha. It is affecting you more than it should be.
Say right. again when the panel's right. meeting. When is that?
It's May 15th, Tuesday, May 15th at okay. 6 p.m.
All right. So coming up here 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next on the docket.
Well, as long as we're on mental health, we are also hosting an On the Table event. On the Table is a nationwide movement to put conversations out there. Ours is on mental health and addiction.
Okay.
And that is Tuesday the 8th from 10 to 11.
Okay.
But it's another discussion. It's an outside group coming in, so we don't quite know as much about okay. that one offhand. But it's just addiction is something that affects so many lives
absolutely.
As well. So, again, it's coming in, learning a little bit more how to deal, where the support is out there, because there are places you can go to get support and assistance if you or someone you know is going through that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's see. We also are continuing the bicentennial celebrations.
Yep.
This month on the 19th, which is, of course, a Saturday, we have John Lynn coming back.
Okay.
He's presented at the library a couple different times. This time he is doing Main Street, Illinois, where he's coming through and talking about the small towns and places in Illinois. So he's photographed over 3,000 small towns. It's been 30 years in the making. He's constantly adding to it. But he's a really fun speaker to come listen to, and you'll get kind of a little bit of the back roads history of Illinois as he does that.
All right,
so
good deal.
What makes those places special?
When's that? What time?
That is 2 o'clock Saturday the 19th.
All right. More pouring through the month.
We of course have the new statue. I'm sure everybody is yeah. has mentioned. I think you guys mentioned that last time.
We did because yep. we're getting ready to unveil
John McClary Lincoln statue that yep. Is no longer in local history. It has now been moved to its permanent location on the main floor. Please come see it. And of course, the local history room has its phase one of the bicentennial poster exhibit. Phase two, we actually met today. And we'll be putting that together, and that will go up June 1st. So phase one posters that are currently up right now will be up until the end of the month.
Okay.
Please come see them. We also have an exhibit in local history, not bicentennial related, but pretty awesome. Anyway, we have a table display of articles and photographs about Macon Speedway the first 20 or 30 years. And then, of course, different photo display of different taverns as well. That have been through, been in Illinois, in
Decatur.
Thank you. Sorry. I've been in Decatur. We're either here or are still here.
Okay.
So please come by the local history room and see what we have going
on. Macon Speedway fans definitely need to come by.
Absolutely. Because apparently the season just started.
It did.
Yes.
It did.
Yes.
The guy at the front desk is one of the announcers.
Is he?
Down there. So there yeah. may be some Brett Surfowski photos in there. Who knows?
There are not any of those in there. I know that for sure.
Brett, take a photo in.
But, yeah, please do. Please bring a photo in. But one of the gentlemen that we work with very closely, his name's Chuck Flynn, does all of their videography.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So. Yeah, well, good deal.
Yeah, Chuck's speaking later in the year for the bicentennial as well.
On
the Levy District. Yeah.
So that will be in there all month?
You keep the Macon Speedway will be up until the end of June.
Oh, okay. So you got a couple months to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay.
Let's see.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Well, you've got always a lot going on.
Yes. This Saturday, our YA librarian, Casey, is hosting a drop-in paper craft project where those 13 to 18 or 12 and under, accompanied by an adult, can come in and make a Mother's Day card or a paper pot with flowers. They're really, really cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not origami. It's just it's folding. It's okay. Really simple.
Yeah.
Is she like a Scholastic Bowl coach, by the way, Casey? Is that why she's plugging the Meridian ISA?
No, that would be her eldest daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, yeah, she's super excited about that. Yeah.
She better get every literature question, by the way.
She probably does.
Or bad parenting, one or the other.
They ranked second.
Second.
They took second in the sectional, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Won the regional. Yeah. Sorry to cut you off.
All right. You're fine.
You mentioned Casey. I was like, I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
Yes. But the drop-in is from 2 to 4. Supplies are somewhat limited, so you know the earlier you get there, the more likely, but we hope to have enough to last the full 2 hours.
Okay.
We are also hosting the Pokemon Go Community Day pre-event.
Uh-oh.
Which is also Saturday the 19th, so... if you see a lot of people wandering around downtown that afternoon, they are not completely crazy. They are all playing a video game. But please do watch out for them as you pass through because, of course, Central Park is a huge spot for such hunting.
How many stops are there in Central Park alone?
Central Park.
There's
let's see.
Around it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven around the direct perimeter.
Mm-hmm. Just gotcha. Around Central Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, multiple downtown.
Mm-hmm. Library has two.
The library has
really?
Two.
We have two.
In the library?
No, they're right outside
the
library.
Is anything ever inside?
Yes.
In the game?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
They're about midway through the adult fiction section or...
Really?
Uh-huh. Or upstairs, so it's since you know it's only like 2D on the map. Yeah,
you can come collect those Pokemons as long as you have a library card. I would make them do it. Don't
we'll let you in anyway.
We'll check you at the door. No, you can come in anyway.
That's cool.
With or without a library card.
Yeah. All right. I know you got more.
Oh, always.
Always, yeah.
We're showing Poverty Inc. Fighting Poverty is Big Business. But Who Profits the Most? That is Thursday, the 24th. It's just a film showcasing the issue of poverty and how it's affecting everything.
All these dates and all these times, DecaturLibrary.org. Not right this second.
Good. They're also on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay,
yeah, so you can still kind of peruse through and look.
Yeah, even though our website's not working right now, you can go on our Facebook page, and it's Decatur Library, Decatur Public Library on Facebook.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get on there like that. Find I'm sure you guys post everything that's coming up. So that's
we
good.
Do. Yeah. We're very good about posting stuff on Facebook. So
perfect.
Share it with your friends.
Perfect.
And so summer reading. We are actually going to kick off summer reading Tuesday, May 29th.
Okay.
This year's theme is Reading Takes You Everywhere. So you can come in, get a passport, start collecting those stamps and entries and things. We plan to do 2 Kindles per division each year for the adult and young adult.
Is it a drawing situation or just who reads the most?
No, drawing situations. Okay. So you can come check in once, get your one entry, and have that chance. But the more often, if you check in each week, you get more. If you write reviews, those can help get you bonus entries. As Becky is pointing out here, we will be closed for Memorial Day, hence the starting summer reading on Tuesday.
Okay. I like to pass notes while we're here.
And a lot of the stuff that we do is funded, at least in part, by the Friends of the Decatur Public Library.
Okay.
And they, as always, are having their second Saturday sale. That would be Saturday, May 12th. Real easy to keep in mind. It's always the second Saturday, except for the big Labor Day sale, which is actually at the Civic Center, but they are upstairs. You can get newer books, older books, special books. They actually have quite a bit up there. If you've never been, but you're looking to fill a bookcase or just looking for something different to read.
Or you want to make donations.
Yes.
Or you want to make donations.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Good deal. I think we got it.
I think, is that everything? There's so much going on this month.
Yeah. The website and the Facebook page. You hit a lot of the big ones for sure.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's yoga. There are the book clubs. There's the racial taboo committee meetings.
Right.
Color night. Decatur Vegetarian Society meets with us every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Well, really start digging into that website when it comes back up, because there's so many things that you might be interested in jumping into and becoming a part of. It's DecaturLibrary.org or the Decatur Public Library on Facebook page. Alex Frazier and Becky Dams, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you Wednesday, June 6th.
Yes, sir.
For the first time in a while, a little bit more than a month instead of a little bit less than a month, we'll see you guys again.